This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state reports 270 people are now hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19. That's 200 more than it was in mid-April and the highest it's been in 3 months. About 70% of Coloradans are vaccinated against coronavirus, but only about half of those people have had a booster. Dr. Gabriel Lockhart at St. Joseph's Hospital in Denver says the booster is a good idea.
It's very safe and very efficacious in preventing COVID, at least serious COVID requiring hospitalizations.
About half of those in the hospital are unvaccinated. At the 9th Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles on Tuesday, the Biden administration announced that Denver will host the first Cities Summit of the Americas. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Hundreds of local politicians and private sector leaders from the Americas will gather in April 2023. To discuss big issues cities face, including sustainability, climate change, women's empowerment, public safety, and the renewal of democracy. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Governor Polis has vetoed a bill to require new and renovated buildings to add electric vehicle chargers. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
In a letter to lawmakers, Polis said the legislation lacked flexibility for builders and risked increasing housing costs at a time when many Coloradans are already struggling with high prices. Under the bill, 70% of parking spaces in new or renovated apartments would have needed plugs for EV chargers or wiring to easily accommodate them. Polis said he'd prefer a new state building code board to set requirements and modify them depending on new technologies. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Tonight at 6, it's special news coverage and the House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Witnesses talk about what happened that day and events leading up to it, and that live coverage begins at 6. This is CPR News, NKRCC.